I'm Nat Tolliver, sales coach who digs kicking your butt into imperfect action. You're in the right place if you're a woman in business who is ready to grow from five figures to six figures and beyond. In this podcast, I share with you how to sell with confidence by digging deeper into the leader within and exploring your unstoppable self. If you're ready to have some deep and strategic and unstoppable conversations, then keep on listening. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Sell With Confidence podcast. I know I say this every time, but I'm freaking excited about this conversation, this unstoppable conversation we're about to have. It's really funny because why does being consistent matter, right? The funny thing is I get called by a lot of my biz friends, they're so annoyingly consistent, Nat. And the only reason that I have that skill, maybe stronger than other people, is from the transferable skill from being a chef, right? Because to be a great chef and to move up the ranks and to keep your freaking job, you have to show up every day and produce the same menu and the same meals the same as you did the day before. And you have to do it 100 times. So you get really good at being consistent. And when you become consistent, you become efficient, right? So efficiency is amazing in business because when you're efficient, there's less time for friction and complexity. So I love the topic of consistency and why does being consistent matter? And that's what we're going to talk about today is, you know, really think about where you're not being consistent and where you can be. So there's a couple of tricks in it though, right? It's not about trying to be like me or being like someone else and following their consistent levels. It's about finding where is your natural strength and your natural flow to. So be like water. Water will naturally flow to the easiest path. The path of least resistance is how water flows, right? So it's about finding your natural consistency. And some people can do it wrong because they're trying to follow everyone else, right? So number one, why does consistency matter? Why do you need to be consistent in business? Well, it's a underpinning foundation. That once you have consistency over the platforms you choose to go all in with, right? Remember, it's about choosing one to two platforms and doing them really well. So I believe you've got to be social on all social media, but for example, if you're on LinkedIn, then go be on LinkedIn, comment on posts on LinkedIn, be all LinkedIn-y. It's the same as Instagram. If you're on Instagram, then you better be showing up in some reels and some videos and having really great pictures because that's the type of platform. So by making sure that you are consistent across the platforms that you love and showing up in a way that you mostly find easy is actually a really undervalued and underutilized strategy, consistency. Because strategies need consistency, because consistency is how you deal with time, right? Most strategies need time. Most strategies need you to do it maybe 10 times before you get it right. So if you learn this underpinning foundation of consistency first in your marketing, so showing up on your social media constantly, doing it in a way that feels really easy so that it's easy to be consistent, then you're going to be able to take on more complex strategies. It's when you don't have the consistency first and you go and add the bells and whistles, fancy strategies or just strategies over the top of something that's not already strong, that you are going to be that entrepreneur who has so many things open and you don't finish and you don't want to be that person. I know you don't. So the second reason why being consistent really, really matters is it's so good for your branding and association. So what it does is It's a really cool great tactic in terms of people being your front of mind. So consistency brings front of mind. The amount of times I get a message or a tag and something that talks about sales and confidence and imperfect action because of the consistent repetition of my brand, someone knows when something is of my flavor, which is cool, right? Because brand association equals authority, expert, and also that you're not a one-hit Milli Vanilli wonder, right? Crisscross, they're another one-hit wonder. Put out a top hit and then they're gone. So consistency doesn't mean that. Okay, let's break it out because when you first start out in business, those first 3 years, to be honest, you're refining, pivoting, chopping and changing as you're into the action, right? And you're like, actually, no, I need to refine this, I need to change this. So sometimes we think that if we keep changing our name, who we're talking to, all this stuff, we think that we don't really want people to see that we're doing all those changes. P.S. No one's fucking watching you that closely, by the way, because we're all watching ourselves and worrying about ourselves. That we can sometimes be inconsistent. Because we think that people are going to notice, which is the wrong attitude, right? So come back and really learn this foundational strategy, to be honest, as it's the consistency strategy. So top tactic for marketing is if you're repetitive and consistent, your branding gets associated, you get associated with being that leader in your lane, and you become referable, right? So if you listen to the podcast about my 6-step marketing plan, I talk about that being a really good strategy. Become referable. So your consistency does that. Your consistency of showing up is really powerful. We're going to talk about repurposing sooner than later in this podcast. The cool thing that I learned with marketing, and it was a top tip from Candice Baker from Marketing Baker, is a squeaky wheel gets fixed, right? So something normal, the only way people are going to buy something is if you market it. So if you're not marketing yourself and you're like, oh, I'm not getting any sales, then it's a marketing problem. So really make sure, and that's what consistency really highlights, is by being consistent, you know that you're out in the front of people's minds. Because here's the thing, I get it. You might be over your own voice and your message and what you're saying and your topics. You just might be so freaking over it that you start talking to the wrong people. So an example of that is you're always the relevant expert, okay? Which means that you are usually a few steps ahead of your ideal client. What can happen is when we become inconsistent, listen to our voice that says, I'm so over my stuff, your stuff's not good enough, you need to learn more, and we come from that really small I'm going to use the word introverted, but I'm not talking about introvert as a personality, but a very introverted energy. What can happen is we can show up and be talking to the people ahead of us who aren't going to buy from us. Does that make sense? So never be afraid that you're going to attract someone who's going to know more than you. Because if they knew more than you, why are they seeking you out? A lot of people know things in theory. There are not many people know the things in the action, right? So don't be afraid of ignoring your brain that tells you, I'm so over my stuff. I need to learn some more stuff to keep attracting the people who I think know more than me. Can you hear the ludicrousy in it? Because it's pretty crazy, right? So consistency can be a beautiful anchor to keep you sticking to what you know. And I'm a really good example of that. So if I had, let's say, 20 of my clients in a room and I said to them, what are the top 5 things that I talk about? My hope is that they're all going to say at least 3 of the same words. So confidence, sales, imperfect action, consistency, and there might be another one that comes up, right? So it's about having some real clear key messages of mindset, money or mindset, they might say. So it's been having really clear and consistent messaging, which I'll do another podcast on, because obviously I'm quite passionate about the subject of consistency, because it's a really under-bloody-rated strategy, right? You can see how deep and connected this consistency piece is. Right, so that third thing is get the hell over yourself, right? Don't show up for people who are ahead of you. Show up for the people who are behind you, looking at you for that inspiration, and go stay in action. The cool thing about consistency is it brings refinement. So what that means is, because I'm consistently messaging around the same key messages all of the time, if we compared a conversation 5 years ago to me talking about consistency and now talking about consistency, there's a real refinement and evolution of what I have to say. And so it's really cool, because then your clients get to see your movement forward. Does that make sense? So even though I'm talking about the same thing, I'm still the expert in that same thing because I'm moving with the journey of it. It's really powerful. Consistency brings refinement. It brings the refinement of your expertise, of your craft. It sharpens your saw. It makes you great. And that's where perfection can kick in and be really, really powerful. And again, it just reminds you, it just keeps you in your lane of being the expert in that particular area, so that you can be referred, as I said, and easily found. Okay, so repurposing, how can it keep, you know, where can you use that to win, to help you be consistent? So a cool thing about repurposing, so for example, let's just take this podcast. I could turn this into a blog post. I could transcribe it and turn it into a blog post. I could take the blog post and break them out into social media posts. I could take this podcast and I could put it into a video. I could take this podcast, put it into a PDF checklist, and has it as a lead magnet. I could take the PDF and do it as training in my group. So you can see that consistency can actually be endless when you match it with repurposing your content. Because it's not about coming up with 100 things all the time. It's taking that cornerstone piece of content, and I learned that phrase from the amazing Gemini who runs her team, Gemini Writes, who does amazing blogs and social media posts and newsletter content. And we talk about cornerstone piece of content. You have one cornerstone piece of content. So for me at the moment, it's a podcast. And then that podcast can then be taken and repurposed into probably about, let's say, 8 really great other marketing touch points that when you stop downloading, stop scrolling and downloading the magic wands and bright shinies, if you stick into some consistency, you're not going to get so overwhelmed, which means you can show up with a really, really, really different energy, which is freaking powerful, because you get to talk about stuff that you love. So I'm pretty sure I covered 4 key areas in why does being consistent matter. And I think you'll agree, it actually matters more than you thought, more than you gave kudos to. So I'd love for you to really think about where you can start being more consistent. And if you know a friend who needs a butt kick in this area, share the shit out of the podcast. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're getting out of it. So good to have you here. Always such a pleasure. We'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, amazing you. Thanks for taking the time to listen to my podcast. Like I mentioned, if you know that your biz bud needs a kick in the pants, send them, share this episode. Otherwise, if you're ready for the next steps and you haven't already got my book, Allergic to Perfect, come over to my website and get yourself one. If you read the book and you're like, Nat, I'm ready to rock and roll, then I'd love for you to jump on a sales brainstorm with me. Again, jump over to my website, natalietoloff.com.
and get yourself a booking. Chat. Thanks for listening.